Father, we are so grateful for your love, for your peace and your joy that is available to everyone that receives it. We ask, Lord, that you would open up every heart to receive all that you have for them today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, it's really true that the only way we get things is when we open ourselves up to receive. And it reminds me of a football player. You know, he's standing at the end of the line and the football's thrown to him. And if he's in the wrong position, he's not going to receive it. So we got to put ourselves in the right position to receive all that God has for us. And now I'm in the book of 1 John, and I believe it's going to help you position yourself to receive more of what God has for you. And that more, people, is love. I know many people say, oh, I already know God loves me. But we haven't been receiving it because we haven't been positioned. I'm in chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4. And there are two topics in chapter 4 that I recognize. There's probably many more. But for today, as the Lord was teaching me, I noticed two things, and they work together. It says at the beginning, on chapter 4, verse 1, it says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So we're wondering, okay, well, who do I listen to? Who's telling me the truth? Well, ask them this question. Do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God and has been born of a virgin and came in the flesh? Period. That's the question that's in verse 2. Hereby you know every spirit is of God who confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. But every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Interestingly, it says the spirit that says. In other words, you aren't even speaking, people. You're the flesh. You're a vessel. What is in you is speaking. So when we receive Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit gets deposited in us, and that Spirit bears witness to whatever is going on in us. Okay, it'll tell us, no, that's not right. No, you're not thinking correctly. No, that's not the right direction. See, because we're going to constantly be in a battle, you might say, with the Holy Spirit because our flesh is alive and well, and that is the other Spirit talking. So the spiritual warfare starts in us. That's why in many times, we would see an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. There's this battle that goes on in us every single day. But in this particular case, that spirit will say, yes, Jesus Christ is Lord, because the Holy Spirit is in you, is going to say it. You see, I can speak to Christians and they hear me. But if I set up in a crowd of unbelievers and speak the way I speak, they won't understand a word I said because the Spirit isn't in them to help them receive the word. We are chosen by God to receive His Holy Spirit. So now we have what we need to be positioned. Now we have to act on it. A quarterback just doesn't sit on the sidelines. He's running. I mean, he's out there catching the ball and he's running. We've got to do the same thing. And that's what brings me to my next topic. Knowing the Spirit of God in you that's going to speak the truth is the same Spirit that shows you His love, that positions you to receive love. So first of all, you need to have the Holy Spirit in you to be able to receive. Now it says here in verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. Just like I said, the world hears the world, the Christians hear the Christians, okay? So we can't speak the same language. Because we need to have the Holy Spirit in us to be able to receive what God has to say. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Verse 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. Okay, so these two work together. First, you need to know our words represent what we believe. I confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. So that shows me I've got the Holy Spirit in me. And then it goes on to say, he that knows God loves one another. Okay, so now we're loving one another. Are you really loving? What does loving look like? It says in the scriptures here, let us love in deed, not in word alone. Many people can say, I love you, and then you look at them with crossed eyes going, yeah, right. We go by what people do. Love is an action word. So we demonstrate that we love God through our actions to others. All right. So I had to ask myself today, am I really loving? And one thing came to my heart, and I need to share this with you because it set me straight. We want to love, right? We do. We want to love people. We want to be able to be loved. But there's a problem in there because love brings pain. We protect ourselves from love, from being loved, because we don't want to hurt. We know that love is going to hurt us. So here recently, I have a few grandchildren, and they live really far away. And I was thinking to myself, I just need to cut it loose because it hurts too much to be so far from them. It hurts too much to be in relationship with them. I can't see them all the time. I'm not able to interject God into their lives the way I want to because I get to see them maybe once a year. And the rest of the time, I'm in pain. I'm in pain because I can't be with my grandchildren and I can't see them and talk to them really when I want to because they got school, they got things they're going through. And I was just getting overburdened by that whole thought process. And I thought, it hurts to love. This is too hard. So I began to shut down. I started saying, okay, fine. You know what, Lord? I cannot do this anymore. I am going to just release them. I'm just going to have to see them once a year and just live with the rest and hopefully stay in peace about it. I was trying to make myself be okay. I was trying to make myself not have any pain because I was having self-preservation. I was protecting myself. Well, then a scripture came back to mind that I have been memorizing. It's in Psalm 15. It says, he that swears to his own hurt and changes not shall never be moved. So what happens is that we do get hurt when we love. We just have to know that. That's when we know we are really God's, when we love. And then it goes on to say in the verses, perfect love casts out fear, and anybody who fears is not made perfect in love. So really, we fear loving because of the pain. God just set me straight today. As much as I want to love my grandchildren, as much as I want to be with them, and I cannot, and that pain was too great for me to bear, he says, you can do it. You can bear it. And Psalm 15 says, he that swears to his own hurt. And that means, even though it hurts, be extravagant in your loving. Be creative in your loving. You know, I can't be with the kids, but I can send a video. I can write a letter. And I was thinking, oh, it just hurts too much to do all those things. They're not going to respond. So what? Love doesn't mean they're going to do something bad. Love hurts people. Love hurts. But guess what? Jesus hurt, didn't he? Look how God is right now. He's waiting. He's waiting, waiting, waiting for us to love him, to believe him, to trust him. And so can we. As I was writing in my journal, this is what I wrote. Father, am I loving? Love hurts. I would rather not love, but I see that is an antichrist spirit. So today I choose to love, even to my own hurt, as Psalm 15 says. Self-protection is not love. Saying, I release my grandchildren because of pain causes me not to love, but I choose to love, Father. And love is action. Show me how to love my grandchildren this day forward. In other words, I put it that way so that I don't keep remembering what ifs and what happens and how I was and what they said and what they're not doing and how it hurts. I'm not remembering all that. Today's a new day. From this day forward, I'm loving whether they respond to me or not in any way, shape, or form. And then this is what the Lord said to me. Be kind and patient. They will come around, says the Lord. I just dropped into my spirit. I wrote it down. I knew it was from him. So that released me. Instead of me releasing them, okay, that released me to start thinking about loving them again, how to be creative. I remembered when I first became a grandmother. I mean, I was sending videos and I was doing dancing videos on song and I would have them dance with me from a video. I would send puppet shows. And so now I'm not doing those things. Why? Because I wasn't getting the response that I thought I should be getting. And I stopped loving. See, loving isn't for us to get anything. Loving is loving. It shows us that we know God. That's all we need to remember. Whether they respond or not back to you in the way that you want them to, loving is demonstrating that we know God. The Bible says that we must know Him and that we can know Him in the power of His resurrection only through loving. Only through loving. So if that is you, if you need to go to God today and say, Lord, am I loving? Help me to pull down all the self-protection mechanisms that I've built up between me and others because of the pain in loving. I want to love because I want to be known that I know you. We can't be afraid to hurt. We can't be afraid because fear is not of God and is not love. So we have to push past our own self-hurt and self-pain and say, okay, it might hurt, but I'm not going to fear it because that demonstrates that I know God. And that's more important, people, than getting a response from others. I need to also add here that once I recognized that I wasn't loving because of fear, it was almost like a flood of love of God flooded over me and removed all that pain. Now I get to start over and be creative again because all that hurt and pain is now gone. And that hurt and pain is what keeps us from loving one another. So now that it's gone from me, I'm real excited about sharing more of my love. Even though it might hurt, I cannot be afraid of the pain. I am going to love my grandchildren. I'm going to love others at my own expense. That's what the Word says. That's how we demonstrate God's love. Extravagantly putting our own self at risk to love one another. I need to continue talking to you about this because I feel so light right now. The experience that I just shared with you changed me immediately. I pray that it also touched another to be able to bring them into the peace that God has for us when we choose to believe His word, when we choose to not fear loving one another.